Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving headfirst into the wild world of AI and subtitle shenanigans.
Subtitle shenanigans? Intriguing. So Brian Cockfield's article on Hackaday about using ass subtitles to, shall we say, mess with AI plagiarism caught my eye. What's the gist?
Right. Basically, some YouTubers, like this F4My person, are using ass subtitle files. Those are the fancy ones that let you do all sorts of formatting to sneak in hidden text. It's like invisible ink for AI.
Invisible ink? I see. So it doesn't show up on the actual video?
Exactly. It's only in the subtitle file itself. So when AI bots scrape subtitles to, you know, learn from videos, they get a mouthful of gibberish along with the actual dialogue.
Clever. A digital Trojan horse of sorts. But will it actually work? It seems like a pretty easy workaround for the AI companies, no?
Well, F4My claims it's effective, at least for now. But the comments section is a battlefield, as always. Some people are praising it, others are calling it pointless, some are just making jokes about the file extension.
The .ass extension, yes, mature. But one commenter, David, brings up a good point. Couldn't the AI just be programmed to ignore text outside the visible area? That seems straightforward.
Totally. And that's where the arms race begins. It's a cat and mouse game. Creators trying to protect their work, AI companies trying to slurp up all the data they can.
Like that commenter said, a profound paradigm shift.
Right? That's heavy stuff. And the comments about AI's impact on healthcare, fascinating, but also potentially a lot of hot air.
Ostracus's comment with the link to that Amazon book. All those suspiciously glowing reviews. Smells fishy.
Definitely. The whole thing raises some really big questions, though, like, what even is plagiarism in the age of AI? Where do we draw the line?
Big questions indeed. And what about accessibility? Zellers pointed out that this could mess things up for people who rely on subtitles.
True. It's a thorny issue with no easy answers. As Hobo Lobo points out, though, F4Me does address that in their video.
It's a complex landscape, that's for sure. This ass trick, it's like a tiny band of rebels fighting back against a giant, amorphous blob. A noble effort, perhaps, but...
But the blob is probably going to win in the end. Still, it's a fascinating fight to watch.
And one that's probably just getting started.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more deep dives into the weird and wonderful world of, well, everything. Until then, stay nutty.
Goodbye.